WHDD presents Susan Says.
Unfortunately, Saturday Night Live is not live anymore because of, well, this nightmare we're living through. So today, I decided to do what they would have done if they were on the air. It's going to be my SNL version of Deranged Donnie. For those of you who have not seen the last few press conference / rallies / circus events held in the Rose Garden, I will give you a rundown. Ready? Yesterday, Deranged Donnie announced he was number one on Facebook. It's a lie, Barack Obama is. But that is what you-know-who, what moron is dwelling on as Americans are dying. You can't make this up. So if it was SNL, they'd just run the real thing. Here we are, outside in the Rose Garden rally. Ready, go. Da-da-da-da-da, music, and... The orange thing pretends to be our president is worried because his hair, or whatever that thing is on his head, was blowing in the wind. He mentioned it twice. He kept pushing it down. He was reading, or attempting to read, since he can't read, reading really fast so he could get away before that so-called hair could. Then, next scene, he did a demonstration of selling the Ginza knife, you know, like on late-night TV. Oh, wait. It was the new testing equipment for the virus, but he stood behind a table with two boxes. He tried to point things like they do when demonstrating on these infomercials. All that was missing was, wait, you know, wait, if you call this number, free shipping. It was ridiculous. He looked uncomfortable, even more than usual in his, whatever that thing blimp is called, his body. Next scene. He tries to name some offstage ass-kissing CEOs who were there. They're supposedly stepping up to the plate now that they have to. And then they kiss his ass and thank him for the tax cuts. And then they talk. The worst one, scene, the ass hat from My Pillow. You know, with that awful Midwest twang. I'm from the Midwest, people, so relax. It's annoying. Anyway, he thanked the moron and vice president moron and then went off on an ad lib about this happened because we don't read the Bible. Yeah. And when 45 hashtag 45-ish was inaugurated, we all got saved. Honest. Now, even Deranged Donnie, who has never read the Bible, was looking uncomfortable. Next scene, the scarf lady. Not one of those funny gals on SNL, but she could be. She used to actually be credible, but is no longer. She said, if all Americans, every single one, is perfect, only 200,000 will die. Deranged Donnie said, what? Oh, lives are more important than the economy, which is not what he said. Last week he said the opposite, remember? Now he wants us to stay in. Oh, really? Before he said it was a hoax. It'll blow over. Yeah? Next scene, he calls Wolfgang Puck, the famous chef. I asked to make a reservation. Is Wolfgang still open? No, no, no. He said he called him to see what restaurants should do. But the Twitter world is smart. They said he did it because the real hero chef from Puerto Rico, which hashtag 45-ish hates, was honored for his help with actually providing real food. He's on this week's Time magazine. Oh, I got it. That's why this you-know-what called Wolfgang. Then questions. He yells and disses. He hates Yamiche Alcindor, the heroine who is a woman in black. That triggers him. Next scene in the audience, Jim Acosta from CNN, who he also hates. But Jim nailed his fat you-know-what by saying many people. Yeah, like he always says, many people say you are screwing things up. You're doing a bad job. Well, the frothy, tiny orange mouth got all pursy and CNN cut away before any real doctor talks about what they do cover. Then the liar, liar, pants on fire guy comes on. See, they have this guy who points out the lies. Like, remember when Obama had his anger translator? Well, CNN has a guy who comes on and tells you each lie. I swear to you. This is all verbatim, the truth. I didn't make anything up. No musical guest because Kid Rock is in isolation somewhere and we hope he stays there. Goodbye, barump bump, rim shot, the end of my SNL.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.